from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Absolutely. It's a part of an opportunity when you get rain like this, because, you know, you can't create rain when it's not raining. So we're going to play games in rain. We had numerous games in rain last year. So to get that work was plus for us. Certainly. I mean, what you'll see is personnel groups with different guys in different spots. So, you know, the basic personnel group and with Arthur at nickel is a group, you know, and then you've got a group with Marlon at nickel. You know, you've got a group with Kyle down there in that spot. Kyle could be over at the dime. I think that's the beauty of where you have an opportunity to do, and a lot of guys to play at a starter level and to be on the field, mix it up a little bit. And I think that's true, right? You know, it's like all of us, you know, you do some good things and more good things seem to come, hopefully. But Rashad's been working to make plays. To see him come out and make those catches, those are great catches, you know, traffic catches. Rashad Bateman, he's expected to be a top receiver in the league for us. You know, that's what we're planning on. So to see him true to form today was nice to see.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about Rashad Bateman entering a big critical part of his Ravens career. Not necessarily his NFL career, but Ravens career. He got the 2-year extension, as we know, as he's wrapping up his rookie deal. But a guy that has flash potential. Unfortunately, injuries early in his career, first 2 years, affected his performance. Last year, played a lot. Target share was low. Production was pretty minimal, only one touchdown on the season. But Rashad Bateman, Vinny, fourth year in the league, keep waiting for him to blossom into a first-round draft pick level wide receiver. And I'm guessing this is a pooper get-off-the-pot year for him. But heard John Harbaugh talking about the benefits of practicing in the rain, which they did because you were there. And Rashad Bateman, excelled yesterday in those conditions.
Bob, it's the best I've ever seen him. He was spectacular. Didn't drop a ball, was making spectacular catches like Harb's talked about. He made contested catches. He went up and got balls. He adjusted the balls behind him. It was pretty impressive because it was wow after wow. And the ball was wet and it was raining. The funny thing is, Bob had his best day ever. Who's not throwing it to him?
Lamar Jackson, I'm assuming.
Right.
Because he wasn't there yesterday.
Right. So, I mean, is that a coincidence or what? You know, because that's what we've always talked about is their chemistry. Yesterday, Zay didn't get many balls yesterday, I didn't see. But Bateman was getting all the balls and making play after play after play. It was fun to – it was enjoyable to watch, and I was happy for him.
And in contesting catches – too, you know, I didn't see it because I was here, but, you know, reading reports that he was catching it in traffic and showing a lot of burst and route running and playmaking ability. Now, what did we gain from all of this day two of training camp? We talk about the confidence that he needs. Again, Lamar Jackson's not throwing him the ball, and it'll be interesting to see when Lamar returns, maybe today, because he is sick, has been reported, and as everyone knows, that once Lamar gets there, there's Rashad Bateman get the ball.
Yeah.
coming his way.
Well, the thing what Rashad's got to do is just keep stacking them. Just keep. And you know what? The other thing that I noticed yesterday, too, Bob, about Bateman was in all the drills, you know where he lined up? First. He went ahead of, you know, because that was always Odell's spot. Odell always was that guy. And Bateman in all the drills and everything, first in line, ready to go. So I like that message that he sent him, but can he stack him? Can he, you know, had his best day yesterday? All right, what are you going to do today? You know, I'm sure it's not going to be as great as yesterday, but make plays. Just because what are we doing? We're talking about him. First time we've talked. Normally we're talking about him like, he was pouting, you know, he didn't get a deep ball or whatever. But we're talking about him making plays today, which is a good thing.
But we also heard John Harbaugh talking about the defensive depth of Daryl Worley's back.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Jackson had a pick six yesterday out there at training camp. We already know the depth in the secondary has been somewhat debatable, but it seems as though it's been strengthened within seven days here. And if everyone stays healthy and Marlon continues to perform,
yep,
then what was an area of concern maybe now becomes a possible position of strength for that. But we've talked about that for years, yeah, how deep the secondary is, and then people start dropping like flies.
Yeah, kind of like Orioles pitching. Bob, but the one you forget about too is TJ Tampa. He's a good player, too.
Right, right, right.
So you're going to have depth there. I mean, when I watched their defense and when I watched their secondary, they can all run. They can run. I mean, we talk about Wiggins runs 4-2. And Armour Davis is, Bob, he's playing good right now. Knock on wood. He's healthy and he's playing well. So you just talk about the speed on that defense. They can all run. All the secondary guys can run. The inside linebackers can run. Always 4-4. Van Noy's not. You know, and your defensive linemen, they chase. So, but it's an extremely fast defense. I mean, when you watch them, it's like, damn. It's a hell of a defense, really. If they can get pressure on the quarterback. Otherwise, that's the only thing they don't have, Bob. Otherwise, they are better. If they had Clowney, That defense is a lot better than it was last year.
Which was one of the best defenses in the National Football League, led the league in sacks, fewest points per game, tied in turnover differential. I mean, they did a lot of really good things. But historically, certainly with the Ravens, the defense is always way ahead of the offense at this stage, not even in pads yet.
Yeah.
And I guess it's even more pronounced given the fact your starting quarterback's not practicing yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an issue because, you know, it's hard to get the rhythm and stuff. And you got Josh Johnson, you got Leary, you got these guys, and they're fumbling the ball around doing 2-minute drill with it raining and stuff. So, yeah, so then the defense is going to be better just because of the court. Like Eddie Jackson, I don't know if Lamar throws that interception. It was a hell of a play by Eddie. He read it extremely well and just picked it. And, I mean, there was nobody around. And Wiggins made a nice play on his. But although prior to that, though, Tylan Wallace, who's not the fastest guy in the world, double-moved Wiggins, and Wiggins grabbed him, okay, and they threw the flag on him. Yeah. And, Bob, they're still doing that offensively. If somebody jumped offside, you know, you definitely know because they got to take that lap around the field. So Voorhees was taking a lap yesterday. So there were some guys taking laps yesterday.
Again, Lamar Jackson has missed the first 2 days of training camp with an illness, and hopefully he'll be back today, certainly by the end of the week, because the preseason opener, which he won't be in, coming up here on August the 9th, regular season opener, September 5th, against the Kansas City Chiefs. But in reality, with no pads, let's stress that. I mean, you want guys to, you don't, like we just talked about, Vinny, you don't want to be talking about Rashad Bateman dropping five passes.
Right.
You want him making plays, but what do you really gain or gather from potential of players here?
Well, just like you said, Bob, with Bateman, not only his confidence, but the coach's confidence in him to make plays. And other people are saying it, and people are writing about it. So I think that is a big thing. And you know, because he is a huge question mark. Whereas Zay Flowers, Bob, if Zay Flowers doesn't catch some balls, no big deal. We know what he's going to do in the games, kind of thing. Same with Andrews. And even with Likely. So A lot of those done real bad. I'll tell you who showed up yesterday, Bob, was Ali.
Rasheen Ali.
Yeah, running the running back. I mean, he showed a little quickness and stuff, and then he caught a real nice ball down the field. So, yeah, he had a good day yesterday where you took notice. And that's the only way that I would be talking about him today is if I noticed him out there. Otherwise, you know, like Henry does, you know, his normal stuff, but did nothing special. But Ali did.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Pad. Turn it up Tuesday when allowed. We'll crank it up. Send a request, plot support text line at 410-583-1057. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. On the other side of the glass, Kevin Hostreicher, USA Today, joins us top of the hour. Get his impressions of training camp so far and where the areas of need still are. I guess they're the same because Baltimore's still trying to figure out who the offensive line will be at this point in time, which we'll talk about. Orioles back on the diamond tonight, taking on the Marlins, who lost to the Mets last night. Miami, disappointing team. We talk about the Oriole injuries in the rotation, much like L.A., but Miami's lost some major pieces. Alcantara, Cy Young a winner. He's out for the season. Jesus Luzardo, whose name would be very popular over the next few days, he's on the 60-day IL. Sixto Sanchez, who is a former big-time prospect in the Phillies organization. They've been decimated themselves by injuries, but that's their problem. Orioles have to go in here and hammer them as they're 30 games below 500. James Paxton was DFA'd by the Dodgers yesterday. Nolan, get in here on this one. I'm going to spell it out. N-O-3 exclamation points for James Paxton. Leads the NL in walks. Oh, no K's. His ERA is already over 4. The nerd stats, or let me rephrase that, advanced analytics, say that he's pitched into a lot of good luck this season. This is a team in first place getting ready to come to him because they got a lot of their injured dudes coming back. I know the Orioles have been linked to Paxton before in previous seasons, but Jack Flaherty is Jim Palmer compared to Paxton. Unless they sign him, then it's like, hey, man, welcome to the team.
Well, when a team like the Dodgers, who's had as much pitching turnover as they've had this year, and they're getting rid of a guy, I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, and he's coming off a win. He just won his last start against Boston over the weekend, but the Orioles are looking to upgrade the rotation, and in theory, he's not an upgrade over Dean Kramer. Mm. Quite frankly, I'd take my chances with Cole Irvin tossing, but could they use another left-handed arm at some point in the back end of the pen? Remains to be seen, but the trade deadline is a week from today. What the Orioles do remains to be seen. We know the needs, we know the wants, we know the names. Everything will start to unfold, but James Paxton right now, I'm saying, nah, I'll pass on him.
Yeah, I was reading about it this morning, you know, and like same thing you mentioned, Bob, with the walks and not many strikeouts and all that. And like you said, he just won his last game. But I agree with you. Dodgers got, what, Kershaw coming back and somebody else coming back.
Yeah, Bueller's coming back. Glasnow's coming back.
Yeah, so, if they're looking for pitching and they're getting rid of him, I mean,
they're looking at Scooble just like the Orioles are. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. But a week from the trade deadline, you want to comment on what Mike Elias should do? Give us a call, 410-583-1057. Tigers, as we talked about yesterday, John Morosi tweeted out, they've got a lot of people watching what's going on in Norfolk, looking for some prospects. Who's untouchable in your eyes? Hey, Jackson Holliday, 3 months ago, was the number one prospect in baseball. Now, all of a sudden, people want to get rid of him because he had a rough 2 weeks facing major league pitching, which 10-year veterans have a hard time dealing with from time to time. Are there untouchables? I think there are a few. We can get into that and more. Any Ravens questions, we'll answer those for you as well. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny, Haney, and Quick Draw here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Cranking it up, man. You want it to 12, we'll play it. Send your request, Plaza Port text line at 410-583-1057. We'll make it happen. Bob Eddie, Vinny Zerato, Nolan McGraw. Orioles back on the diamond tonight. Albert Suarez on the hill for the Birds. Marlins, they're coming off a loss. Well, they split a series with the Mets, but they lose last night. They're 30 games under 500, as we said, decimated by injuries. We'll get into the stat breakdown during the AL East report. They struggle in a lot of areas. And when you're 30 games below 500, you would think that, yes, you have that sort of problemo. Orioles coming off a series in which they won 2 out of 3 from the Texas Rangers. Game and a half up in the American League East because the Yankees clobber Tampa yesterday, but behind five home runs, 2 from Juan Soto. But we'll get into all of that and more. Ravens day 3 of training camp coming up at 120. I think we're cool weather-wise.
Today? Yeah, today's going to be fine.
All right, good. Because I saw a lightning bolt to one of the TV stations before I left.
I think it's tonight. I think it's tonight.
But Lamar doesn't come back today. Again, we're not worried about any of this, right? But you would like to eventually start building a little more chemistry here in the process.
Well, the only problem would be would if he's not there again today, so he'll miss 3 days. And Bob, you know, when he comes back, he's probably lost 5-10 pounds, you know, from being sick and stuff. And then how long does it take him to ramp back up? So, you know, if you miss 3 practices, are you really missing like 4 or 5 before you feel normal again?
And look, his weight loss has been a big topic of conversation. I have not seen him yet, but is he noticeably thinner?
Oh, yeah.
Compared to where he was a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 10 pounds for me, it's a deck chair off the Titanic. But I guess for a finely tuned athlete, like 2 years ago when he came in at 230, now this guy looks like Hulk Hogan over here.
Yeah.
So that's a 30-pound
decrease. Well, I think he played at like 215, Bob. I think he's right around 200, and after being sick, he might be under 200 right now, but he wants to play lighter, and I'm guessing it's because he feels like he's faster and quicker that way.
All right. Well, again, we think, well, you think that he's going to run less this year, but if he has to hightail it out of Dodge, you know, will he be more elusive? And I think that was a word he used. When asked back at Dub Minicamp why he lost weight or the OTAs, said, I want to be more elusive. I guess he was pretty concerned that at 27 years old, guys were catching him last year that would have laid a glove on him
yeah.
a couple years prior.
And I don't know if losing weight's going to get you faster, Bob, you know, when you're 27 years old. I think it's body's taking a lot of hits, you know, and you know, it's going to get you after a while. And guys, those young guys that come in, they're like he was in 2019,
yeah,
fast as hell. You know, I mean, Wiggins is running 4.2. You know, those guys. I mean, before, when he'd be out there, when we'd see him, Bob at 19 and 20, nobody touched him. Nobody caught him. He was that much faster than everybody.
Well, when he came in, Lamar, in 2018, replacing the injured Joe Flacco, he put a boost in that running game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's never looked back. They've been one of the best running teams in football, and he's had a lot to do with it. I guess the question now is, at this stage of his career, does he still need to be one of the top rushing quarterbacks in the NFL?
I would say no. I would say no, because he wants to take it to – I think he wants to prove to everybody that he can be a throwing quarterback, that people talk about his passing, not just his running. That, oh, Lamar, he's different. Why? Because of his running. No. Did you see Lamar, like, the uptick he had this past year in his passing? I'm sure that's what he would rather have people be talking about, his passing, than his running. I mean, everybody knows he can do that. But I keep saying, Bob, I mean, I hope he's like 500 yards. And
but he throws for $4,000.
Yes. Yeah. And then, you know what? Because if you got Likely, that's good yak guy, you got Andrews, a good yak guy, you got Flowers, a good yak guy, and Bateman, he could be that too. Bob, all that they need from Lamar is just make 2 to 3 first downs with your legs. That's all you really need. 2 to 3 first downs with your legs.
Yeah, we've just acquired, speaking as a Raven, a guy that's rushed for 2,000 yards.
No doubt.
In his career, and he's going to be the guy that moves the chains and kills the clock, assuming we're in the lead in the fourth quarter. Before we get to the phones, Joel Sherman, MLB Network. I want to thank Ken Wyman for posting this because I shared it on my Facebook page. The trade hypothetical, let's stress this, hypothetical trade to get Skubal and Jason Foley, the closer for the Tigers, from Detroit, Holiday and Kerstad. Skubal signed through 26, Foley through 28. He would come in here and be a setup man behind Kimbrel.
So you could, oh, you know, well, what do you think about that, Bob?
Oh, man.
You're giving them two all-star possibly.
I don't know, man. And we're talking about a guy pitches every fifth day.
Yeah.
And a guy that's going to be a setup man, possible closer next year, depending on what Batista's deal is going to be. Because let's not forget, Kimbrel could be gone
yeah.
after this season for two potential all-stars.
Norm, what do you think?
I was on the phone. All right, I apologize.
It's Joel Sherman, MLB Network.
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetical. Let's stress this because sometimes people hear what they want to hear. It's a hypothetical. He's not saying this is the rumor. It's a hypothetical trade rumor to get Skubal and Jason Foley, the closer for the Tigers. Holiday and Kerstad.
Ooh. Price for, you know, a high return. I'm not saying it's not balanced. I just don't know if I'm eager to pull the trigger on that.
I'm saying I'm no on this, man.
And I would probably prefer to keep things a little separate. I mean, if you're dealing with the same team, that's hard to avoid. But, you know, maybe get my closer somewhere else if I'm getting Skubal. I don't know. The package stuff, you got two players going one way, and that just ups the price. I don't know. I think I'd prefer to deal with separate teams.
Look, Skubal, assuming, and by the way, the Dodgers are still on him and Garrett Crochet, even though there's a reason James Paxton's looking for work on this Tuesday, because they're still in it to win it themselves. I mean, you talk about a team that needs to win a World Series. Yeah, they won it at 20, but it was the COVID year. Mm-hmm. Not to diminish it by any stretch, but it is what it is. Skubal comes in here, and he slots right behind Corbin Burns, and then Grayson's your number three. Yep. Now, you're matching up with any team in a short series, which you're going to have to play in. Best three out of five. Say the Orioles are the number one seed. Right now they have the best record in the American League. You're still playing a short series, 3 out of 5. Now, you go into a wild card scenario where you can throw, you know, Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil, the Yankees, you're probably liking your chances.
Yeah.
And those games are at home. And the Orioles, would, depending on how it would all play out in the final week of the season. But Scooble would be an absolute yes. But that's a big haul, man.
Bob, what is...
And Detroit, let's ask you this. If I'm Detroit, I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, we're cool.
Where does Holiday play shortstop for them?
Possibly.
And then Kerstad's an outfielder or first baseman?
He's outfield. But they think they could win next year. Do they have a better chance of winning a mediocre division with Scooble and Foley than they do with Holiday and Kerstad? Two semi-proven guys. And by the way, I'm not saying Jason Foley's not Craig Kimbrel. He's having a decent year. Not great, but good enough. Scooble's a stud. One last night. I don't know. I'm saying no. Nope.
I mean, to me, the whole Scooble thing stems from the likelihood of them re-signing him. Because he still has the controllable years. If they don't think that they can afford him down the road.
Two more years, yeah.
Then, okay, yeah, you deal him. But, I mean, are they that fearful right now? Are they already thinking that they're strapped for cash, that they're not going to be able to afford this kid? Seemingly, why they like him. They'd love to keep
him. Don't they have another young pitcher or something too, Bob?
Well, Casey Mize, who was the first pick in the draft, but he's already had Tommy John surgery.
Right. It's so hard to
find.
Riley
Green was an all-star for them this year.
Yeah, who was hard a top to find pick. Good pitching. Why give it up when you have it and it's young?
Again, it's a hypothetical situation. This is not, we're hearing, hypothetical trade. It's a big get for Detroit. It's a lot of sacrifice for the Orioles, a number two overall pick and the number one overall pick. Number one prospect just 3 months ago and still considered to be either one or two in baseball, so it's not like he's falling off that far. If you want to get in, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. It's fun to play. You know, none of this is going to happen.
Yeah, unless you're Elias.
By the way, yeah, none of this is going down, but it is fun to get into. Will be fun. How about Zay Flowers going from 11 yards per catch to 15 yards per catch? Could that happen? We got a lot to get to on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Uh-oh. First take. Who's more disappointing in the playoffs, Lamar or Dak Prescott? Hi-yo! Little training camp stuff going on. Lamar 2-4, Dak 2-5. We'll get into that, I'm sure. We were talking about it yesterday. Jason Colt, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fed. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. After John Harbaugh made the proclamation that Lamar is going to be the best quarterback of all time. I think we all agree. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Just... he's one of the five best in football now, maybe one of the three best for sure. Two MVPs, fast track in the Cooperstown. He'll be that good.
Yes.
He'll go to the Baseball Hall of Fame as well, but Canton, Ohio. Just say you have a good quarterback. And it was like kind of a unprovoked sort of response, but whatever. So Jason Cole's basically like, just say he's good. I mean, why do you got to get into 105 years of the NFL? Or whatever it is, and you're just saying he's one of the best guys of all. There are people in Baltimore, old enough, older than me, I'll say he's not even the best quarterback to play in Baltimore. You ever heard of Johnny Unitas before? Everybody with three MVPs and three world championships?
Two Louisville guys, Bob. Yeah,
exactly. But come on, man. So putting all this stuff on Lamar, I'm not saying he's not able to handle it, but... you know, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL right
Bar
now.
None.
Anyone that thinks about this rationally understands that. But Lamar's got a chance to be really good, and he's one of the best at his position. And when you're one of the best at your position, means, especially quarterback, Vinny, means your team's going to have a chance to do some really good things.
And I think, Bob, a lot of it is I think Harbs feels really good about this team. That's what I mean, he was ranting and raving about Bateman yesterday. You know, and after the season, he was ranting about Bateman. He's been positive, you know, overboard on everybody that he's talked about since season ended last year.
Well, they haven't played a game yet.
No, I know.
So running hot Harbs will probably surface at some point in time. And Nolan and I were talking yesterday after you left. First time an unfortunate injury takes place, and then he's being grilled about that. Then I'll run in hot Harbs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a doctor. You got to defer to them.
Right.
Ask Cap. You watch the game.
There's nothing bad has happened yet. So it's positive Harbs right now to, like you guys said, hope, knock on wood that nobody gets hurt
loss. Well, a loss is happening. I mean, nobody's undefeated, but all depends on what fashion that loss takes place. Orioles back on the diamond, coming off a loss to Texas, 3-2 in the series finale, but they do win 2 out of 3. Game and a half on the Yankees, who beat Tampa yesterday. New York salvages the series split. Albert Suarez going for win number 6 for the Orioles, who take on Florida or Miami, whatever they are, Miami Marlins. They lose. They're 30 games under 500. They've had, if Jesus Luzardo was healthy, that's a name that would be linked to the Orioles, I'm sure, in a big, big way, but he's not. Matter of fact, he's on the 60-day IL. Let's get out to the phones. Anything you want to get into, turn it up Tuesday. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Man, I called in because I heard y'all talking about Lamar, and I'm sitting there thinking about what is the best pass play that you could see. The deep ball, because you got some guys that throw the 8-yard pass, another guy may run it 60, but there's nothing like a ball traveling. I'm going to say at least 50. I'm sitting there thinking about, is a 40-yard pass in the air a deep pass to me?
Yeah.
No. 50 to 60. Because that's all I used to see when I was young. The ball traveled in the air 50 yards, and it fall down in his hands. And then I'm saying, to me, what makes a perfect deep ball pass? First, it starts with the line giving you the protection. Then it starts with the quarterback that can get it down there. Then every receiver has a catch radius. Do y'all know that? I know y'all know that.
Don't
know that.
You know, I guess of the current dudes now, like I can get into Burt Jones throwing 75 yards down the field.
Roger Carr and
Stride. He averaged 25 yards a reception 1 year. But old Russell Wilson used to,
he threw a beautiful deep ball.
That's another one. Yeah.
Dropped it in the bucket. Yep. That's what he would do.
He had a lot of air on it, I think.
Here's the point I'm trying to make. But see, to me, the first two, the line and the quarterback is one, but you also need a smart receiver that when he's tracking that ball in the air, he has to know how to ward off that corner, because the ball may be a little underthrown, so he has to back off his speed a little bit and box him out, because like I say, they all have a certain catch radius. And, you know, if you got a 5-yard catch radius, the quarterback at least needs to put it in within the 3. So a smart receiver also will help out on that deep ball, and I never thought we had a smart enough receiver to ward off the defender. Maybe that's why Lamar ain't throwing something. Remember, a lot of his balls used to be underthrown or whatever, because it seemed like he underthrew, but the receiver didn't know how to slow down. So the ball, and here's another tip, or another hit, when Hollywood got here and Bateman, their freshman years, they were catching. Hollywood was catching more deep balls. Bateman was basically catching the short ones and taking them to the house.
Yeah.
So, now, this is all I want to say is, the day Lamar can drop it in that bucket and put it 50 yards in the air consistently, watch all them guys pull out the chapstick and the lip balm. Y'all have a great day, fellas.
All right, thank you, Joe. It would be. And by the way, old Joe Flacco threw a great deep ball, too.
Yes, he did. Especially with Kubiak.
Yeah, let's not forget that old Jolton Joe could get that thing up in the air and get it down the field now in Indianapolis with the Colts. But smart receiver, I mean, Torrey Smith was good at
creating
some stuff.
He got a lot of PIs.
Yeah, but he also had the big games where he was, Nolan, his rookie year, he had 3 touchdowns in a quarter when Flacco was airing it out. So Torrey could get down the field, but I think Zay's got a pretty high football IQ.
Would you say the best deep guy in the league right now, Bob, Tyreek Hill?
Turn it up Tuesday, Vinny and Handy, 105.7 The Fan. Got Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, The Ravens Wire, joining us top of the hour. Talking about training camp 2 days in. Day 3 coming up at 1:20. Lamar's been sick. Will he be there today? Find out at 1:20.
Yeah.
Whip around 11:15, Ryan Ripken. BBT colleague, brought to you by Savo Auto Parts. Talk about the Orioles. Marlins 3-game set starts tonight, 6:40. Trade deadline a week from today. A lot of things percolating with the Orioles. For instance, Jeff Passan said the Orioles could be not all in, not all out, kind of trying to thread the needle, as he said. But Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins, a couple of names being bandied about, not necessarily because the Orioles are trying to get rid of them, but teams are inquiring because Kobe Mayo's got a big stick and he wants to use it. Can he use it at first base for the Orioles or Hearn? Who knows? We're jumping ahead of ourselves, but let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Go to Silver Spring. It's Jimmy. Jimmy, what is
up?
Hey,
Bob.
How you doing,
Hey, Bob.
Jimmy?
Hey, Vinny, what's up? Real quick, before I get to my Orioles thing, since I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm going to tell you, Dak is a bigger letdown than Lamar Jackson. Dak looks like Dan Marino from week 1 through 17. As soon as the playoffs come around, he plays like doo-doo. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't replicate his postseason with his regular season. So Dak gets my vote.
And like Lamar, a lot of his losses, Prescott's, are in Dallas, too.
Yep.
They lose a lot of them.
No doubt.
Man, you don't remind me.
Dallas gets blown out.
No
joke. Like I said, but listen, I want to talk about the O's real quick. You know, it's killing me because Jackson Holliday was untouchable. He was the guy. He was. You know, gold. Now all of a sudden, okay, yeah, we can get rid of this guy, and I'm not opposed to it. But I don't understand, if I was a GM, if I was in Major League Baseball, I would look, if I didn't have an infielder, I'd be calling about Jordan Westberg. You got 4 more years of control. He's shown that he can play second and third and do it well. About Anthony Santander, it's crazy not to re-sign him. If you have to give him 3 years at $75 million, you need to do it. He's the best switch hitter in baseball since, what, 2020, 21, 20, he's going to hit over 40 home runs. It reminds me of not re-signing Nelson Cruz and Nick Markakis because they wanted an extra year. How'd that work out for you? And real quick about Kobe Mayo, he may have a great bat, but I think it was Sparky Anderson that said about Ozzie Smith. What's the difference between driving in 100 runs and saving 100 runs? And I'm gonna ask you, Bob. Do you think that putting out that left field has kept Ryan Mountcastle's power down? He's hitting doubles. He's hitting singles. He's going to right field. But I think he has something in his mind about that left field line. And I'll drop the line and listen to you. Thanks
a lot. All right, Jimmy. Thank you very much. A lot to unpack.
Yeah.
There for sure. Mountie, has he been infected by Baltimore? Of course he has. He's probably lost a few home runs because of it, but it's also helped the pitching staff. So there's a trade-off for both sides. And Mountcastle's power is immense enough where he can go to left center, right center field to still accommodate some things. Santander, I said before the season even started, before he made the All-Star team, I give him 3 years for $60 million. The price tag's probably increased. Question is, will he accept 3 for even 75? Would he like a longer-term deal? That remains to be seen. And by the way, with Jackson Holliday, again, hypothetical. He's still deemed untouchable. If you just read the guys and ladies who cover the Orioles, they're not dangling him. They're listening to counter-proposals for what they're asking for. But Jackson Holliday is probably going to be the Orioles' everyday second baseman here. Maybe as soon as end of this season, perhaps. He's starting to percolate a little bit. Remember, he had the elbow problem, which is affecting. He's not replacing Gunnar Henderson at shortstop. That's not happening. Westberg could perhaps be your everyday third baseman who's shown an ability to play second base. I'm not trading Westberg. He's just coming off the All-Star game. But Mayo's a third baseman by trade, might have to eventually transition to first base.
Well, the thing, Bob, is by Holliday being mentioned in, there's only one trade he's been mentioned in, Scooble. So that talks about the level of where Scooble is. That's the only reason that Holliday is being
and
mentioned.
And again, it's all hypothetical trade. So maybe Joel Sherman talked to Detroit, said, hey, what would it take to get these two guys? Well, we want their top two prospects.
Yeah.
Duh. I mean, really, Nolan, it's not rocket science here. Detroit's going to ask for the moon, just like Chicago was for Dylan Cease last year. And all Elias is going to say is, now we're good.
Right. I mean, the more I think about the hypothetical that we presented for Scooble and the Tigers closer, Orioles would send Holliday and Kerstad in return, I almost feel like Detroit would kind of laugh at that and say, no, we want a couple more players. I mean, I think that they might start, that might be their starting asking price for just Scooble. Not to say that that's a fair compensation, but that's might be where they want to start the conversation.
Scooble is going to, he's a leading candidate for Cy Young. And they're going to say, well, we're going to trade the potential Cy Young Award winner, who just won again last night, for two magic beans.
Let me ask you this, Bob. In like, because if you like did baseball 1 to 9, like the most important positions, you know, in baseball, is pitcher one? An ace pitcher, is that one?
I'd say shortstop or big center fielder, up the middle defense. But yes, you need an ace for sure. For instance, the Yankees, they were winning a lot before they got Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
And he won the Cy Young last year. They didn't make the playoffs. I think a guy that plays every day is more important than a guy that pitches every fifth day. But you need that guy, and you need a stud closer. It's like football.
Yep.
It's the most important player. A guy that gets 20 sacks, a guy that gets 10 picks, or a guy that can literally has the ball in his hands on every single snap. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fandola, what do you think before we go to the break?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, you used the football analogy there, but I'd say that a starting pitcher is like a left tackle. Just as important, but they're harder to get. And that's what makes them essential, is that there's a limited amount of them compared to position players, and that you throw in the injury factor. Like I said, it's when you find a young, talented pitcher, why are you so eager to give him up? That's why I don't know if Detroit should be so eager to give up Scooble.
I don't, let's be honest, they might not even move him,
right.
But it's fun to get into. It's called the hot stove for a reason, everybody. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. When we come back to the Ravens, Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. 2 days into training camp. What have we gathered? We'll get his thoughts on that. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? And what happened historically in Oriole land? We'll talk about that. Today is July 23rd. And then Ryan Ripken, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, talk about all this hot stove stuff. He's been traded before, so he can give us a professional perspective on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.